The legislative task force doesn't blame any state official for the smuggling ring at the Baltimore City Detention Center. Instead, it offers policy initiatives, including urging the governor to make it a priority to replace the aging jail within 5 years and close it within 10. Howard County Delegate Guy Guzon co-chaired the panel.
We came into this with the idea that there were potentially policy, budgetary and legislative changes that need to be made. We've recommended changes in all of those areas. My expectation is that over the coming months, we're going to work carefully with the rest of the General Assembly to ensure that those recommendations are implemented.
Among the recommendations, making the smuggling of cell phones into any jail or prison a felony, installing full body scanners at state prisons, and giving arrest powers to some corrections officers. The report was approved on the last day on the job for Public Safety and Corrections Secretary Gary Maynard, who announced his resignation yesterday.
I'm not sure any other jail facilities in the country have asked a task force like this to come in and study that problem and put themselves in that position. But
Maynard went on to say his resignation had nothing to do with what happened at the detention center, adding he stayed on the job to help fix the problem. Governor O'Malley also appeared at the start of today's hearing to praise Maynard publicly. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL on WBAL.com.